Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a Korean-inspired one-pot chicken and rice dish, perfect for busy weeknights. Let's dive in.
Ooh, one-pot dishes are my lifesaver. I'm intrigued. What's this dish all about?
It's a take on Korean dakgalbi, similar to taco rice, but with a focus on simplicity and flavor. Think juicy, gochujang-infused chicken nestled on a bed of fluffy rice that soaked up all the deliciousness.
Sounds amazing. I'm already getting hungry. What are the key ingredients we need to rustle this up?
The essentials are rice. Short grain is recommended. Chicken, garlic, onions, and a generous amount of green onions. Remember, more green onions equals more deliciousness in Korean cuisine. I see. Interesting. Got it.
Green onions are key. So, walk me through the process. Is it complicated?
Not at all. First, rinse and soak your rice. This is crucial, especially for stovetop cooking, to avoid a trip to the dentist. Trust me. Then, marinate the chicken in a mixture of gochujang, soy sauce, garlic powder, and other flavorful goodies.
Gochujang, the Korean chili paste. I love that stuff. What kind of chicken is best?
Boneless, skin-on chicken thighs are recommended for maximum juiciness, but you can remove the skin if you prefer. While the rice soaks and the chicken marinates, prep your aromatics, garlic, onions, and those all-important green onions. Separating the white and green parts is important here.
Okay, prep done. What's next?
Searing time. Sear the chicken skin side down in a large, preferably non-stick pot. This creates a beautiful fond for the rice later.
Ah, the fond, the secret to flavor.
Exactly. Remove the seared chicken and then saute your aromatics in the same pot. Add the drained rice, coating each grain in that flavorful oil. Then, add seasoned water. Chicken bouillon or decida are great options, and bring to a boil. Once boiling, reduce the heat. Nestle the seared chicken back on top. Cover and simmer for about 15 minutes. After simmering, let it steam for another 10 minutes. No peeking.
The suspense is killing me, but I'll resist. What's the final touch?
Fluff the rice, mix in those vibrant green onions, and top with a pat of butter for extra richness. A sprinkle of mozzarella cheese is optional, but highly recommended.
Cheese makes everything better. Any serving suggestions?
Absolutely. A side of kimchi or a fresh salad balances the richness of the dish perfectly.
This sounds like a weeknight winner. Quick, easy, and packed with flavor. Thanks for sharing this delicious recipe with us.
My pleasure. This Korean-style chicken pot rice is sure to be a family favorite. Give it a try and let us know what you think. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.